So you have the Christ, you have this Christ mass. Now, as time develops, as time comes along, you get this Saint Nicholas. Now that ought to be a dead giveaway. Saint Nicholas. Saint Nick. Santa Claus. Now, what does Santa Claus, what does he have to do with the birth of Jesus? Was there a guy running around in Bethlehem with a red suit, white beard, with a sled and 12 reindeers flying around? And yeah, now does this sound, now when you start talking about reindeers flying and sleds flying and a man flying, is that a giveaway? What do you associate with these people flying around in the sky with? Mythology? Mythology? The Aladdin's rug, magic rug? See, magic carpet? See, you have the mythology aspect. Now, you've got this Santa Claus figure that if you're good and you tell him what you want, he'll give it to you. And he knows if you've been good or bad. You know, he knows all this stuff. He's all-knowing. And if you're a good guy, and you've been good to your mom and daddy and made good in school, then Christmas morning you get up and you have the gifts. And what happens if you're poor and you don't have any money and you don't get the gifts? Does that mean you've been bad? Santa Claus doesn't like you because you're a bad sucker. You know, they don't like you. All right? So what does Santa Claus have to do with it? The answer is nothing. What about the evergreen tree? Now, this ought to take us right back to our text. What does the evergreen tree have to do with it? All right? The evergreen tree, we saw in the text, the green tree is linked to idolatry. This is something that the people know and they could relate to. Although they're not bowing down to Tammuz or any of the other pantheon of gods, when they bow down to this tree, this is the subtlety of idolatry. When a person bows down, have you ever wondered why you put your, and this goes to the gifts, and we'll talk about this in just a moment. But have you ever wondered why you wrap the presents up and you put them under the tree, and then you have to go